1976.
Herman Cain with his first radio ad. Rick Perry tries a 20% flat tax, but it's confusing. Some of the politics we'll dive into during this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hey, everybody, hope your week is off to a fine start. And if it's not, we're going to try to improve upon that. More nuts on planes. This time a guy tries to open an emergency exit door at 30,000 feet. I don't know about the rest of you, but have you ever sat there on a plane, you look at that door and you think, wow, what would happen? I know it's a strange thing. What would happen if somebody tried to open this door? You know, because they always emphasize, can you do what you have to do with this when you're on the exit aisle and that kind of stuff. Well, apparently somebody took it to a whole new level. We'll get to that when we hit We Can Count. And also, we're going to dive into the email as well. A lot of you really immersed in the politics of the day. Can't get enough of it. Others of you are sick and tired of it. It's kind of a mixed bag, just like so many of the people that listen to this show. I always say we zig and zag all over the place. I don't care what your stripes are, right of right, left of left. You're always invited to the party. So I give out the digits right from the get-go, 800-259-5791. Sam in Montreal, you get the first crack. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing? Hey, let me ask you that question. You heard me just say, and I just painted a broad picture. I didn't give all the details of it.
Right.
But you have some guy trying to flip open the emergency door when you're 30,000 feet in the air. Do you ever get a little worried about sometimes when you're on a plane what other passengers might do when you look over at those doors and stuff? Do you ever think about that?
Well, I mean, once in a while I do, but, I mean, it's like, if he tries it, hopefully the cabin staff has enough brains to know to say, hey, whoa, what's he doing? Or it's happened a couple of times. It happened to me once where a guy, you know, tried to do it. And luckily there were two RCMP police officers. No, they weren't wearing their uniforms. Two RCMP officers who were there, and they wrestled them to the floor, and then the plane made a stop at the next big city. It was Toronto, unfortunately, for us Montreal people. And they escorted him off the plane, and then we went on our merry way.
So you can relate to it because it's happened, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, or even happened one time to Steve. He was coming back from visiting his folks. And a nutcase, he was a Midwest Bible Belter. Nothing against people from the Midwest. And the guy was saying, Jesus is telling me to do this. Hello, Bellevue?
So, yeah, exactly. I think there's something about that door. That's why I asked that question.
Yeah, for
that
sure.
Somebody gets their eyes fixated on it, and they want to jump, or they want to open it, or whatever. And,
right.
You know, I mean, how common is it? It's not that common, but
no. We
know that that's a possibility, and sure enough,
right. Somebody
tried to do just that, and we'll give you more of the details coming up when we do our We Can Count segment.
Yeah. Oh,
what else
spoke,
is on your mind?
I also spoke to Steve on Sunday, and I said, so are you worried about what's going on in Libya? He's talked to some of his friends, and they are worried, but not, if you know what I'm trying to say. They're like worried about who's going to take over, but at the same time, they're not really worried because, hey, as long as they're not attacking Israel, we don't care. But whoever becomes prime minister or president or whatever of Libya, then they'll be worried. Because right now they're worried about Egypt, of course. So, Steve, I mean, what are you trying to say? It's a wait and see attitude? He goes, basically.
Right, because what can they do? And Egypt, of course, is scary because they haven't had to deal with they haven't had to deal with Mubarak there.
Right.
They didn't have to worry about some crazy rebellion, whatever, because even though he was a dictator and he was stealing money from his own people,
right,
he wasn't doing anything to Israel.
For sure, you know, very for sure. And then, you know, we're talking about, you know, this, that, and the other thing. We, of course, it came to our favorite subject.
Not hockey.
Yeah. Now he just got an email from his father, because my brother sent him one saying, interested in giving up your job and coming to coach the Montreal Canadiens?
You're kidding.
No, there are some people who are saying, if Jacques Martin doesn't start doing something, it's his torch on the chopping block. And you know how passionate we are about hockey here in Montreal. You're just like in Texas, how passionate they are about the Cowboys or the Texans. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, now the Texas Rangers, I know, if they weren't winning the Dallas Morning News, would probably put them on page 52. But now that they're one win away from the World Series, that's probably the talk of the town.
It is the talk of the town. Hey, Sam, thanks for the call.
Yeah, you bet. Take care.
All right, so Sam talking there, it's interesting, mentioning when he says Steve, that's his nephew who lives in Israel, who's a rabbi. And one of the things that came out today, one of the stories that I was reading, I think from the Jerusalem newspaper, is there's a top Muslim cleric who's offering a cool $100,000 to anybody who kidnaps Israeli soldiers. Remember, they just had that big exchange, one Israeli soldier for how many Palestinians. So a week after the release of that soldier, Gilad Shalit, now they're offering that money to anybody who captures soldiers. And there was an ad that was published saying that. You're talking about the fact that, just so you know, here's, if you abduct one, here's what you'll get. So that has not cooled in any way, and nobody thought it was going to cool. You know, all the tensions on the Gaza Strip and what's happened between Israel and the Palestinians with the land grab, that's nowhere near being solved. So anytime you hear the peace tape being thrown out there that, oh, peace in the Middle East, you know, we could be closer and closer, I'm thinking, what are they looking at? I must be missing something. How is that possible? Hey, the New York Times CBS News poll says that Herman Cain is still on top by a little bit over Mitt Romney. My, how the fates and fortunes have changed in just a month's time. Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, was the darling for a while, but no longer. He's back into single digits. In fact, 6%. While Cain got 25% of support from the Republican primary voters in a poll that was just released. So he's on top. Mitt Romney's right beneath him at 21, so number two, 21%. Newt Gingrich, 10%. Ron Paul, somehow Ron Paul gets overlooked, but he has the most loyal followers out there and knows how to raise a lot of money in a very short amount of time. Paul, 8%. And then you even go further than that. Rick Perry, like I said, 6%. Bachman, 2%. Rick Santorum, 1%. Coming up, we'll entertain your calls at 800-259-5791. But first, I want you to hear a radio ad that Herm Cain's campaign just started to pump out there. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid. The matches are safe inside and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams. I could hear the marching feet, they're moving into the street. Now, did you read the news today? They say the danger's on our way, but I can see the fire still alight.
All right, it is the season for caucuses, straw polls, and primaries. We're making plans to broadcast from the New Hampshire primary in January, hopefully. So we'll have all the action happening in Manchester and in Concord. A big day, everybody filing in the last couple of days. But now we're going to start to hear across the board, whether it's in radio, television, billboard kind of stuff. And we already have seen some of it, but we'll really start to get bombarded, especially as we swing into the new year, with the campaign ads. Here's a radio spot that Herman Cain's people are running.
999 means jobs, jobs, jobs. I'm Herman Cain, a candidate for president, and I approve this message, but Obama doesn't. My 999 plan creates 6 million jobs. Obama doesn't want you to know because he doesn't want me to win. Go to 999meansjobs.com and help me defeat Obama. An uprising has me leading an hour, but I need you. Please donate $9 or $999. Every gift counts. 999meansjobs.com. Paid for by friends of Herman Cain, Inc. Thank you.
Effective or not so much? He was short and to the point, and he played off the 999, the bumper sticker thing. I think it works with people. And there's definite supporters for this businessman. Newt Gingrich and Herman Cain, by the way, interesting deal. They're doing a modified Lincoln-Douglas debate. It's going to happen on November 5th in Houston. It's put on by the Texas Tea Party Patriots. And they're saying that they really feel like you'll be able to get into the nitty-gritty with this forum, because it's 3 hours long. Remember, Just a little history note here. In 1858, it was Abe Lincoln who lost to Stephen Douglas in a race for a U.S. Senate seat in Illinois, his home state. And then he beat Douglas and he won and some others to win the 1860 presidential election. So they're going to focus on Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. A lot of what they're going to talk about is going to be focused on that. Mark in Washington, welcome to America Tonight.
I'm calling you, and I'm going to make you real happy with this call.
Okay.
The concern about the airplane door, the internal pressure of the airplane, which is near atmospheric pressure, it's probably a couple pounds less, versus the atmospheric pressure outside times the number of square inches on the door, means that there is so much pressure on that door that three Arnold Schwarzeneggers cannot open it up. And depending on the size of the door and how high you are, probably 5 tons.
Wow. So pressure. Even when somebody tries to pull at that, no matter what, even though it looks like it could just fling open, we're cool because they couldn't possibly get it.
Nope. Now, the only doors that ever blow out are the cargo doors that open out and the latch malfunctions or something. They open out so they can load the plane better. But the ones up in the cab, they all open to the inside and they're crushed into place and virtually impossible to open.
Wow, that is good news. So we don't have to worry about that anymore.
Terrorists couldn't do it. And anyway, something else. This Herman Cain, I knew him before he started running because he used to substitute for Neil Bortz.
Uh-huh.
And I liked him then. And he's absolutely my favorite candidate. And, in fact, my most favorite candidate of my entire adult life. I can't name anybody I'm more excited about. He also throws out, if he gets the nomination, he will throw out the race card, which is probably why the Democrats are so concerned, because that's all they're using.
You're right. He does say that, and I believe that. I know some people that have done business with him, and they say he's not about that at all. It's just done. He's over it. He says, no, forget it. That's not even an issue here. And he's all about the business of business, and that's what he was so good at, and that's how he pulled himself up from his modest means in the beginning. I like Herman Cain, too. I like a lot about him. I agree. Yeah.
And something else I'm going to say. They say the flavor of the month. And, oh, yeah, he's the latest one? No, I don't think so, and I'll tell you why. Because the people who come to him slowly, and they discover him, and then they stick. They're like Velcro. Once they recognize his assets, they don't leave him. His problem early on was they didn't know who he was. And so this temporary stuff, and I think that's why he's going to be the tortoise in the hare. He's the tortoise. And he's now in the lead, and I think he's going to some degree, stay there. And then let's not forget this. If he doesn't get the nomination, he's going to be an incredible vice presidential candidate because of his qualifications, the fact he's black, and it again throws out the race card.
Yeah.
You can't, on the other side, yell racism, and just you're racist when your candidate's twice as black as Obama is.
You know what? Thanks for the call. I think that you're about the Herman Cain situation. I think that he's the one guy of everybody that's been on the stage debating that would take that VP spot too, by the way, if that's what happened. Because really, Republicans, deep in the Republican Party, they think the establishment man, Mitt Romney, is the guy. By the way, on that story about somebody trying to jump out of the plane, leave the plane at 30,000 feet, it was a 60-year-old guy named Richard Garber from Atlanta, and he was on a Delta flight. This was just a couple of days ago. He tried to open one of the cabin doors after the plane had gone up, you know, and he was on a commercial flight, of course. And what happened ultimately was he tried to jimmy open the door over the wing while they were in flight. The passengers got him, and they returned immediately to Las Vegas, and there wasn't anything that happened after that. It was in the afternoon, so it certainly disrupted passengers, and the pilots decided, well, we're getting them off. That's it. We're turning around. We're flipping around. We're going to Vegas. We're flipping this bird around, and we're taking him off. So what were his motives? What was he trying to do? You know what? Who knows? Who knows what it was? All right, Don in Wyoming. Hello.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Hey, sorry I didn't call you last night. I was so upset about the Cardinals and the way they played. It just man, you can't leave that many guys on base in a World Series game. You know what I mean?
Nope, you can't strand the stranding double digits. Forget it.
I kept yelling at my television in my room. He's like, dude, they can't hear you. And I said, I know that. I'm just mad. but anyway, though, and speaking of that loser that's managing the Rangers, you know, his little jingle, whatever they call that stupid thing, it's just driving me nuts. It reminds me of an 80-year-old man on coke or something like that. I don't know.
A swipe at his past drug use. And by the way, so everybody knows, because a lot of people listening to the show might not be big baseball fans, Ron Washington is the manager of the Rangers, and he does this weird dance and when he's waving the players in and stuff, and that's what they're calling it, the wash. Yeah.
Yeah, he used to do that while he was the base coach for my Athletics, and, you know, got tons of guys thrown out at home plate doing it, too. I'm just kidding. But anyway, why is it, though, every time I look at Herman Cain, it reminds me of Ron Washington? I don't know. So they look like at all, you think, or I don't know.
A little resemblance, sure, if you wanted to go there, yeah.
No, but anyway, so this, let me get this right, this $9.99 thing that he's talking about is it's supposed to be including a federal sales tax, is that right?
Yeah.
So that means everything you buy, you're going to be paying 9.99% on, almost 10%.
Right.
To the federal government, is that right? So, you know what that's going to do to inflation, Kate? So, and it's obvious, you know, yeah, and the last caller, which, by the way, you got one mark in New York and one in Washington now. You needed one in San Diego, one in Miami, and you got the whole country.
That's right. America Tonight, welcome, a bunch of marks. I like it.
Yeah, four marks on the corners. But anyway, so say a little mark in New York for me, by the way.
We will.
Anyway, this might throw out the race card, but I would think that pretty much any poor – scratching, living by the nails, Democrat who realizes that all of a sudden when they go down to the store to buy something, or they go through the drive-through at Mickey D's or something like that, every time they're doing it, that they're going to be paying 10% more. You know, it comes back to, you know, when you and I have talked before about trying to restructure the tax system, and I'm not sure that, you know, to where everybody pays a flat rate. The problem is that with billionaires and zillionaires paying 35% to 39%, whichever one Obama's making them pay right now, you know, that amount of money off of the rich people can never be compensated for by the poor, the amount of, let's not say poor, because I don't think anybody in America is poor. You know, we're lucky to be in this country. But the numbers just wouldn't match up.
Yeah, you know what, actually, a lot of the plans that have been thrown out, if you really crunch the numbers, and Cain did cop to that, yeah, okay, if you tinker it a little bit this way, it doesn't quite work out the way you think. Coming up on the flip side, speaking of numbers, we can count.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
How about this? The State Department spent $70,000 on Obama's book. Now, all of you realize that, right? I'm going to tell you a big secret about politics and selling books. Whether it's Sarah Palin or John McCain or, you know, pick whoever you want to pick. Yes, there are some books that flat out sell. Ex-presidents, a lot of times, just the man on the street goes to Barnes & Noble and they'll pick it up. Or they get on their Kindles and do it that way or whatever. But for the most part, what happens is that the packs, they have a pack and they buy a bunch of the books. So naturally, it becomes a bestseller because they buy hundreds and thousands of copies. But check this one out. The U.S. Department of State did fork over 70 grand to buy the book Dreams from My Father. The Washington Times broke the story. And I happened to catch it on the wire in the morning. I mean, say they broke the story, but they found out the information and printed it, right? So Obama earned 10% of the purchase. So several thousand dollars, let's say. And it soared to the top of the U.S. Embassy bestseller list. It's a 1995 book. That sold when his popularity started to grow during his run for, you know, president. So it's been out for a long time, but when he was running, poof, you know, all of a sudden. But now you're talking about taxpayer money spent on that. yeah, that's a little fishy. So we're going to, I don't care if the amount to the State Department is small or not, 70 grand for that. So royalties for Dreams for My Father, 1 million to 5 million in 2010, and between 100,000 and 1 million for the Audacity of Hope. You know, all that has to be claimed. So the problem is what is the State Department doing? That's a little weak, I have to say. You know, you can get away with a lot of things. And it's one thing when someone's running and we're talking about PACs. I mean, look what happened with John Edwards and his PAC. Now, in this case, you know, like I said, it's the State Department, but they're spending your nickel and my nickel for that. Let's pick out the book. Do we all get a say in what book they're getting, what book they're picking up? Come on now. And do they think nobody was going to say, well, that's a little odd? I'm going to say, yeah, I don't think you can really do that. I think there's a little bit of a conflict there. I'm just saying. All right, moving along to something else. You know, it's always about the numbers. Without a doubt, we're never hard-pressed to find numbers in things we talk about. That's why we created this little segment called A Week in Count. So we veer from 70,000 and a president's book that came about before he was president and then certainly took off to this. The consumer confidence level, boy, has really fallen. I know this isn't a shocker to any of you consumers, but tracked, it's now in a 2.5-year low. And we all know where this heads. If you're not spending money and the money's not being pumped out in the economy, well, for goodness sakes, we're certainly not turning anything around. They've got a conference board where the industry group said its index of consumer attitudes fell, their number, 39.8 from 46.4 the month before. Ooh, that's pretty low. Home prices were unchanged in August, so the market might have stabilized, but it's not gaining any traction. You got job problems, income prospects for people. There you mash it all together, and you get the 2.5 years in an absolute lull. So the labor market was mixed. The number of people who responded said they found jobs plentiful. Wow. But fell to 3.4% from 5.6%. But the jobs that were hard to get category went from 47.1% from 49.4%. Needless to say, I could crunch these numbers all day long, but it's pretty ugly. In traditionally spring and summer, where there's housing demand, there wasn't quite as many people that were looking for houses. It was, in fact, an anemic housing market. That's why you saw on Monday the president was in Vegas saying we're going to expand a mortgage refi program that could help maybe 1 million borrowers, realizing that people are stuck. There's people that are just still walking away from homes, particularly in a place like Nevada, where it's been very, very tough on people who paid when the market was high or just when it was, let's say it was kind of medium. Even then, when they bought into a house and were employed, when they find themselves unemployed, struggling and looking for a job, there's no way they can come up with a $3,000, $3,500 or more mortgage. Just can't, you know, they just cannot do it. Rick Perry decided he was going to dive into the numbers game. So he threw it out there to reel people in that he was going with the flat tax and, whoa, wait till over the weekend and I'm going to give you all of the broad and the fine strokes on this so you know exactly where I'm coming from. Most of it centered around Americans paying a flat 20% income tax rate that he said would reinvigorate his campaign and the people of this country. He's at 6%. You heard me give those numbers actually earlier. The flat tax proposal he says, would allow Americans to file their taxes on a postcard. And it's his answer to 999. He says, cut, balance, and grow. So there's his three. Somebody told him you need a tagline. Remember those taglines? Usually comes in threes. Cut, balance, and grow, just like 999. It's easy to say, but it's not easy to understand because it's like you have an option. Well, 20% unless you want to keep your current rate. You have a choice. You could opt out. Oh, that already right there would cause a problem. A flat tax would cut taxes on people with money and increase them on the middle class. So you know that that's going to be a problem. He said his proposal would preserve popular tax deductions for home mortgage interest. That's a big thing. I'm sure all of us do that, or anyone that pays their mortgage that way. Charitable donations and state and local tax exemptions for families earning less than $500,000 a year. Still, when pressed, it is a little confusing. Like corporations with $1.4 trillion in profits overseas, they want a tax reform at home. They could pay a discounted rate of 5.25% temporarily. You know, so he's kind of throwing all kinds of different things out there. But keep in mind, when people talk about tax holidays and flat taxes and across-the-board taxes and all of that, anybody who wants to be president, and then if they were president, they got to get it through Congress no matter what. They can sing the sweetest tune that you can imagine, or it can sound like a bunch of nonsense. Either way, if they get in the game and ultimately somebody does trump the president and he is not reelected, whatever they propose does not mean, because somebody sent me a note about this, does not mean, oh, it's kicking in. Remember, we have three branches of government. So you would still have to get it through the legislative branch, no matter how good you think it is. The president found, by the way, a little bit of a silver lining, maybe, for veterans. We've been talking a lot about veterans on this show and how I think they need to have the red carpet rolled out for them. We treat people that are already wealthy and famous movie stars, in other words, no offense to them, by rolling out the red carpet and giving them free swag, but we don't do that for the veterans. Well, 8,000 jobs have now been found for veterans in clinics. Hey, anything. We're talking about health center jobs. The administration announced plans to increase programs to help the military medics, which is a big thing, by giving them grants to colleges and universities that train vets for careers where they could move on in the medical field. So also, some of those health centers, which there's a ton of them across the country, they'll be able to create about 8,000 jobs for veterans over the next 3 years. I can't find a lot of fault in that, because I think you got to help uplift some of these communities, and especially when they need a job, not even necessarily always creating it. There are jobs to be had. If they can do that and plug in a veteran somewhere and it makes sense, bravo. That's what should be done anyway. Same thing in the private sector. If it makes sense, if you can do it, absolutely. It's that finding ground thing with the veterans and the people back home, especially now with The Rock done, gone, home for the holidays and forever. Anybody that was deployed in Iraq, other than a handful of people, and certainly State Department people, diplomacy types, but otherwise, the troops are back, as you all know by now at this point, and they're going to need jobs. Some of them are going to, certainly a lot of them, a big chunk of them are going to need jobs, so maybe this helps a few of those people. All right, coming up in just a few moments here in America tonight, we're going to see what's really, really bugging Jerry when we check our mailbag.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Swinging for the fences here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Coming up, we're going to go to the mailbag. But first, let's head out to Rick in Illinois. Yo, Rick, what's shaking?
Hey, Kate.
Hey.
Hey, can you email Bachman and tell her I'll take her bus if she don't want it no more? She won't need it.
You think she's out? She's done. She can't scare up any votes.
Staff's quitting, so who's going to drive the bus for her?
Oh, supposedly there's some other people that lined up to take those New Hampshire jobs, but yeah, your point, touche to your point. She's not getting any buzz or bounce or any of that in the polls. So how much longer? Well, she's got to be on life support.
Yeah, I think she's not done for. But I see Joel the plumber is going to run for Congress now.
That's right, in Ohio.
What's the odds of him winning?
I don't know. That's a pretty tough, pretty tough district, and they redrew the lines. That's why he decided to run. But I'd say slim to none is pretty fair.
Yeah, I just heard that today. But I see Obama's on Jay Leno again, and he said that he's everybody's complaining because he led from behind, but or he led from behind or led in front. He's done the right thing because, like you said, there was one American soldier lost her life over there, so can't complain about that. So.
Well, you can't complain about the Iraq situation now, certainly, because they're coming home. So anybody who said they got to come home. Now, remember, though, Bush and Nouri al-Maliki had negotiated that because it was really al-Maliki who said, we're going to be done, but he was the one who came up with that 2011 date. And Bush agreed, and that was talked about a couple of years ago. So, but it's actually happening instead of just saying, okay, fine, we'll just keep soldiers there and we'll agree to have the soldiers here. So Obama does get credit for that, yes.
Yeah. And then that Pakistan leader, Afghanistan leaders have bombed Pakistan or anything. They're going to fight with the Pakistanis. Go side with them.
Yeah, it's unfortunately, certainly it looks that way, doesn't it? Look, there's all kinds of problems there. And,
yeah,
you know, Pakistan has to be, I think so too, because Pakistan is the fact that they just let, it's a safe haven for terrorism. That's what the NATO's trying to stomp out. That's what our soldiers are trying to do. So there certainly is a problem there when that continues to happen along that one border area. Yeah, I agree.
But, did you, watch that World Series Sunday night game?
I watched all of the World Series. Yes, I did see that game.
You see that? I don't know who she was, that young lady that sang the national anthem.
Yes.
Boy, she's good. I mean,
I thought she was good too. Wasn't there the woman who sang was in the military, right?
Oh, this is a national anthem. The other one sang God Bless America.
Oh, God Bless America. She was pretty decent too. Yes, she was good. The one who sang the national anthem was good as well.
Yeah,
all the singers have been decent. Yeah.
Yeah, and she dressed real nice, and she's done a fantastic job. That's the time people that get in there singing these songs to them bimbos out of Hollywood again. Don't know the words, and, you know, don't even care whether they sing it right or not. They just want to get out there and try to get their names in the paper or something.
Yeah, you know what? I agree. One thing that the Rangers did that I like, thanks, Rick, for the call. One thing that I liked that the Rangers did was that they do just use kind of the everyday person, and the people around them know they sing and whatnot, but they're not famous. They're not using anyone uber famous like they do in New York or like they do in some of the other ballparks. All right, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. All right, what is Jerry so upset about? I know you're on the edge of your seat dying to know. Jerry says, Kate, I am sick of Netflix. I think I heard you say you dropped Netflix after they hiked the price. I'm going to join you. I don't care. I don't want the red envelope in the mail any longer. Even if I have to pirate the stuff, that's what I'll do. Let's teach the CEO a lesson that you can't jack with American consumers. We're just sick of it all. Yeah, Netflix is in trouble. The CEO, Reed Hastings, who was the darling of all the CNBC shows and just was this crazy story how he came up with this idea and how it made him a millionaire, boom, almost overnight, more than that. And the company just kept growing, 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 and they took the legs out of Blockbuster. Then, and a lot of it has to do with bandwidth and paying for the streaming and all that sort of stuff, but then deciding, well, we have a challenge. We have got to raise our rates because really raise our rates because we can't afford to keep doing this, so we're going to have to take a hit. But they didn't anticipate just how many people would be furious with the company for raising the rates over 60%, and more people pulled out of Netflix. You know how you know? Because like Jerry says, I was a subscriber. I think I got 3 or 4 letters begging me back. So they're trying to get customers back, and, you know, none of us want anything to do. I shouldn't say none of us, but a lot of us don't want anything to do with Netflix. They try to split the company in two. Hey, if you're going to get CDs, this is where you get it from this company, and then we're going to have another company that does the streaming, and people just were not buying it. And, you know, this stock was up over $300 7 months ago. Now you're talking $77 and change, that kind of thing. So I don't know if it holds up. I'm not so sure that it just doesn't collapse because they're not getting a bounce back on the street and people just keep defecting. People have just completely lost confidence in this company. And they had the one day largest decline in a stock since 2004 because the stock nosedived in trading like you would not believe. I was mentioning some of those numbers. Just crazy. All right, let's move on to another one. This is from Ron B. He says, Kate, did you hear the story about Mr. 60 Minutes, the commentary man? I cannot think of his name. I thought he was pretty funny. I didn't like him at first, but apparently he's in the hospital and he's in serious condition. Yeah, how about that? Andy Rooney, who's 92 years old, he's supposedly stable, but he had surgery, so he's developing these complications that you sometimes get in the hospital, and he is hasn't really stabilized. This is a guy who, since 1978, had a segment, primetime segment, on 60 Minutes called A Few Minutes with Andy Rooney. I mean, that wrapped up the show and people stuck around for it. What's amazing is you want to talk about longevity in a career. He had 1,097 of those minutes on that show. Final essay was 1,097. So certainly we wish him and his family well, but think of the long, incredible life that Andy Rooney has been fortunate enough to live. All right, here's another one, a quick one. This comes to us from Bob Jakes, who says, I've been listening to the show, and I have to say I'm liking what I'm hearing so far. You talk about a lot of different things. It seems you often talk about kids, too, and I think that's a good thing. Do you hear the story about the father who allowed his kid to be a designated driver? What do you think of that? I think the story that you're talking about happened a few days ago or broke a few days ago. There was a guy who has had his son drive him when he's had too much to drink, when he's been under the influence of alcohol. So he's instructed his son to drive the van then to help him because he couldn't drive. But what happened was the van crashed into a security gate arm kind of bar thing. And this happened in Orlando, so then the jig was up. You know, 9 years old is just too young to go pick up your father who's had too much to drink.